From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Across the nation, Americans observed a moment of silence for the nearly 3,000 lives lost when terrorists attacked the United States 8 years ago today. Under gray skies in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, bells tolled for the 40 victims killed when their hijacked airliner crashed in a field. The national anthem sung at a memorial service in New York City, where hijacked airliners crashed into the World Trade Center. Relatives read aloud names of the departed as violinists played solemn music. And at the Pentagon, President Obama spoke. NPR's Don Gagne has more on that.
At 8:46 Eastern Time this morning, the exact time the first plane hit the World Trade Center, President Obama, the First Lady, and some 200 White House staffers stood outside on a rainy morning in D.C. They placed hands over hearts as a bugler played taps. Mr. Obama then traveled to the Pentagon, where he placed a wreath at the memorial to those who died there.
8 Septembers have come and gone. Nearly 3,000 days have passed, almost one for each of those taken from us. But no turning of the seasons can diminish the pain and the loss of that day. No passage of time and no dark skies can ever dull the meaning of this moment.
President Obama at the Pentagon this morning. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
A Coast Guard training exercise near the Pentagon caused some confusion around the time commemorations were held. There were media reports of shots heard in the area. Vice Admiral John Currier flatly denied those reports.
I want to reemphasize that no shots were fired. There was no suspect vessel. There was no criminal activity. This was a pre-planned normal training exercise.
When asked why the exercise was held today of all days, Courier said the Coast Guard has to train daily. Iran's spiritual leader warned the opposition today to either back down or face the consequences. During Friday prayers, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said he would not tolerate any threat to the ruling establishment. Iran's opposition has been challenging the declared re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, whom the Ayatollah has endorsed. Protests triggered by the June election threw Iran into its deepest political crisis since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Uganda's capital is reeling from late-night rioting. Supporters of an influential tribal king clashed with security forces, who then used tear gas to disperse the crowds. On Wall Street, the U.S. stocks continue to decline. The Dow is down. You're listening to NPR News. There's some encouraging economic news out today. Sales at the wholesale level in the U.S. rose in July. That's according to the Commerce Department. Consumer sentiment was up as well. NPR's Frank Langfitt has details.
Much of the nation's recovery is expected to hinge on consumer spending. After all, consumers drive about 70% of America's gross domestic product. A survey by Reuters and the University of Michigan found a rising number of consumers expects the economy to improve. Consumer sentiment was the highest it's been in 3 months, according to the survey. On the business front, the government found modest improvement as well. Wholesale sales were up 0.5% in July, and business inventories were down almost 1.5%. Analysts hope that as businesses continue to reduce inventories for products such as furniture and cars, factories will begin to add hours or bring back workers to meet rising demand. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Taiwan's former president Chen Shui-bian has been sentenced to life in prison for embezzling presidential funds and accepting bribes. His wife has also been sentenced to life. Chen denies the charges and says his conviction was politically motivated. Chen's former aides have also been given jail time. The former Taiwanese leader is expected to appeal the verdict. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 40 points at 9,590. The Nasdaq Composite Index down now 8 points at 2,076. The S&P 500 continues to drop. It is now down 3 at 1,041. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.